I'm going to share with you from the book of Psalm, chapter 117, first two verses. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Morning. I'll be reading from Psalms chapter 85, verses 4 through 7, and this reading will come from the NIV. It's up on the screen in front of me as well as behind me if you'd like to follow along. It's also in your bulletin this morning. And the Bible reads, "Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." With that reading concluded, we'll now go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for this opportunity to worship you this morning. We praise you, Father, for your wisdom that we should come together to start each week thinking on your scripture and your word, thinking upon your greatness and your glory, gathering together to share, Father, in that thought and to share in this collective worship. Father, we're thankful that you have remembered us, that you have expressed great love for us, that you've been faithful to us, and that you show us your faithfulness time and time again. And Father, as we reflect upon this scripture that was just read, we would ask that you would restore us, Father, to that love that we once had for you, that we would respond to your love to us with the same love towards you. Father, that you would hide our sins as far as the east is from the west and take your displeasure from us so that you wouldn't see us, Father, with anger, but you'd see us with grace and mercy and compassion. And Father, I pray that as you restore us, that you make us full and whole again, and you replace what is wicked and corrupt with what is good and glorious, Father, that you would bring us back to life then, to a life in you, a life renewed by your Spirit, a life renewed by your word, a life that is renewed and revived, Father, in serving you in all things. And Father, I ask that as we've been restored and we've been revived, that we would respond, Father, as a church, as a faithful church that has heard your call, that we would respond not only here within these walls, but that we would respond in this community and throughout our daily walk with you, Lord. That we would be reminded of your unfailing love, but not only think about it and reflect upon it here, Father, but take that message to the world. God, we're thankful for all that you have done for us. We're thankful that your love is unfailing. We're thankful that we can believe on you and in you to endure with us and to restore and revive us. And we pray this morning, Father, that we would respond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Forgiveness and redemption. Our sins are removed. We find in Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, God, that we stand forgiven, not for our merit, but by Christ's sacrifice. We're also justified and made right with God, since we have now been justified in his blood. We find that in Romans 5:9. Thank you, God, that we are accepted and declared righteous through Christ. Also, just thankful for God's love, which we just talked about, just sung about before I came up. The cross is the ultimate proof of God's love. We find in Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, this is that moment for me. If we was in a stadium for our favorite sports team, this would be our moment where we would all be jumping up and screaming. I can't tell you, when I read this verse, it doesn't cause me to get a little emotional, but we live in a world that sometimes if we're in a certain state, people don't pursue us. They don't, think like, hey, it's you're a sinful person, you're a bad person. But I'm just thankful that God pursued us with love, even when we were far from him. Also, thankfulness for spiritual nourishment. Christ is our bread of life. I am the bread of life. We find that in John 6:35. Thank you, God, that Jesus satisfies our deepest spiritual hunger. We're also strengthened as we remember him. Communion is a reminder that our hope, strength, and life comes from Christ. Also, thankful in the unity of the body of Christ. We are one body in him. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body. 1 Corinthians 10:17. Thank you, God, for the gift of the church and the unity we share in Christ. We gather around one table. Communion reminds us that we belong to a redeemed family. And last but not least, thankfulness for the hope ahead. We proclaim his death until he comes, 1 Corinthians 11:26. Thank you, God, for the hope of Christ's return and the future feast in his presence. And also, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom, Matthew 26:29. Thank you, God, for the promise of eternal fellowship. Will you bow with me as we give thanks for the body? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy grand and glorious name. Lord, we come to you this morning just being thankful, Lord. We're just thankful for you being who you are. We're thankful for you being omniscient, knowing all and being all. But Lord, we're just thankful for this opportunity you've given us to assemble around this table to give thanks for this bread which represents your son's broken body. We just pray for, Lord, that we all do this in a manner that is well-pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We ask all these blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Will you bow with me as I give thanks for the cup as well? Our gracious, all-wise Heavenly Father, we come once again giving thanks also for this cup, which represents your son's shed blood on the cross. Lord, we're just prayerful that as we take of this cup, that we examine ourselves and we do it in the way with clean hands and with a pure heart. We ask all these blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Also at this time, as we assemble on the first day of the week, we're also commanded to give, and generosity is encouraged. We find in 2 Corinthians 9 where it reads, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your hearts to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Will you bow with me as we give thanks for the offering? Our grand and glorious Father, Lord, we come to you today just thanking you for just blessing us, Lord. We're thankful for all of life's necessities. We're thankful for this place in which we're able to assemble to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we're also thankful for you blessing us with our financial means and allowing us to be able to provide for our daily needs. We just pray for, Lord, as we prepare to give, we just prayerful that we do this in a way not grudgingly nor of necessity, because we know that you love a cheerful giver. We ask all these blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
The next scripture reading is behind me. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, Matthew 11:2-6. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." I have another prayer. If you bow with me, please. Our most mighty and gracious Father in heaven, Lord, you are a God of so much love, a perfect God, a God who has given us so much more than we could ever completely fathom. And Father, today as we are together, we are singing praises to you, Father. We are reading from your word. I pray, Lord, that our hearts and minds, Father, are renewed. Renewed in our faithfulness and loyalty and trust in you. And Father, that we are, with the power of the Spirit, renewed in our hearts. Lord, so that we can prove your will in this world. That we can go out and be prepared, Father, throughout this week. Lord, that we shine your great glory out around us so the world can see through us, Father, your Son, Jesus. And as these words we just read, Father, that he came not to conquer a world with a sword. Father, to exhibit your love and compassion and grace upon this world. Father, we can show through the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, kindness, caring, compassion, love. In a world, Father, that is so becoming more and more selfish and self-centered. Father, again, I pray that the time we have still together this morning, that all of our hearts, Lord, will choose you, to choose to devote ourselves to you, and to show what is good and acceptable and perfect. In the name of our risen King, Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Craig, for that song. That's one we need to constantly think about, and we need to sing often. We just did sing that Jesus is the only one. As we think about the scriptures, for God so loved the world that he sent a bunch of people. No, it didn't say that. He sent a bunch of angels. No. He sent an emissary. Well, maybe. Depends how you define that. For God's love, where he sent his only son, his one son, his most precious son. And he sent him down here to die for us. A debt we can't repay. We just sang the song there about Jesus and the scripture. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. Three verbs there. It says all the people saw. Once they saw him, perceived him, more than just looking, they saw him. They were overwhelmed. This is the Son of God. That'd get better than that. And what did they do? Well, see if we can get you on my calendar. Maybe next week. I'll send my representative. They were overwhelmed, and the third verb there said they ran. Have you ever been in an airport and you saw somebody come in, ran? That's the way it is. They ran to him. He runs to us. For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son. As soon as the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. Power right there in that short verse, and one that I hope we can take to heart. Let's bow together and offer another prayer to God. Father, we are overwhelmed by your love, by your patience, that you would let us call you Father, that you would send your Son, that through him we would have a way to connect to you, that we'd be able to receive the gift of salvation, that we could live a life here that's a good life, and that we would have hope of life eternal. Father, help us to understand more about that each day. Help us to take that promise and that gift of eternal life with us. Help us to share that not only in word, but in our lives and our deeds. And Father, just lead us and guide us and forgive us and use us so that we can do your word through your name, through Jesus' name. Amen.
Our next scripture reading comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 18, and we're going to read verses 3 and 46. And it reads, I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Savior. Let's pray. Father, you are worthy of all of our praise, and we're just so thankful that we even have the opportunity to praise you, Father, and have a relationship with you. And Father, we know that when we call out to you, Father, that you hear us, and you hear us every time. And you step in, and you step in with strength, and you step in with protection, Father, and we can't find that anywhere else. It is only found in you. Thank you for being just who you are, Father, the one who saves and the one that doesn't leave us to handle life on our own. Father, you rescue us from so many situations, Father, from our own choices at times, and from fear that tries to settle in our hearts and in our minds. But you are the rock and our Savior, Father. You're steady when everything else, it feels uncertain. And Lord, I pray that we lean on you instead of our own strength and our own understanding. Help us to trust you, Father, your timing, your wisdom, and Father, your will. And Father, I pray that we glorify you in all that we do. We love you, Father, and I pray that you forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Our next scripture reading will also be from the book of Psalm, chapter 146, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all of my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just humbled and so grateful to be here on this Sunday morning. Lord, I ask that what we have partaken in so far and what we will continue to do for the remainder of our service is pleasing in your eyes. Lord, as we meditate on this verse, this passage, we see that you want us to praise you with all of our heart, right, and all of our inner being, not as a habit, but something rooted in something much deeper than that, the love that we have for you and the gratefulness that we have for what you've done for us. Lord, this praise is a lifelong commitment. It's something that we should never cease to stop doing. Allow us to always praise you in the good times and the bad. Forgive us when we fall short. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Our last scripture for this service this morning comes from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Certainly we've had an incredible weekend, I think, blessings and Thanksgiving. But even more importantly, a year that we should be so truly thankful for. And we just need to remember that and take that with us as we head out this morning. As we go to our Father in prayer one last time, I got a message a few minutes ago. One of our sisters, Mary Paul, a frequent visitor here, her grandmother, Davina, is very sick. And she just asked that as she is in critical situation right now, that we lift her up in prayer. So as we leave here and pray our way out of here, we want to remember Davina and Mary and their family. So if you'll go with me to our Father in prayer. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. We're forever awed and humbled by the fact that you were willing to love us when we were unlovable, that you sent your Son that we may die to our worldly self and may rise up and live for you, to live like your Son and your Word has taught us to live. We just ask that as we leave here this morning on a spiritual high, that we take that with us as we spend our week not around necessarily our brothers and sisters, but that we each and every day try to be less like our worldly selves and more like your Son, more like you want us to be. We know you gave everything for us, sending your only Son. We know that we could never repay you for that, but we know that you expect us to be different. You expect us to be different in everything that we do, that we love the unlovable, that we just go out there and show the world the love we have one for another. We ask now, as Mary and her family suffers, that you be with her family and her grandmother. And we know that there are many, many more that have things going on in their lives, that they're suffering, their trials, and there's anxiousness. But we know through your word that you can provide us the peace that passes understanding, that you can provide us steadiness when the world wants to frighten us to death. We just ask that when we find brothers and sisters in that situation, that we love them, that we support them, that we drop what we're doing and we give them what they need as we show you through our actions. Help us now as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.